This is the Microsoft Cloud Show, Episode 4, where we're going to talk about conferences and take some listener questions. Welcome to the Microsoft Cloud Show, the only place to stay up to date on everything going on in the Microsoft Cloud world, including Windows Azure, Office 365, SharePoint, Exchange, Link, and related technologies. Just the information, no marketing, no BS. I'm Chris Johnson.
And I'm Andrew Connell.
And we're just two dudes telling you how we see it. So what have you been up to, AC?
Oh, I guess it's just more of the same. Just working on projects, responding to email, and trying to keep things going. I guess we're working on producing the show, and by the time people hear all of this stuff, we'll start to I'll have a site up and running by then, and start to pull you in to give me some help with filling the content, but it's all behind-the-scenes stuff. How about you? What you been up to?
Well, yeah, end of coming out of the end of summer over here, and so it's starting to get a little cooler, which is being a little more productive instead of looking outside and seeing the nice sunny days. So yeah, I've been pretty busy and just getting ready for a few conferences. We've got a SharePoint Saturday event coming up over here that I'm presenting and attending, so looking forward to that. But yeah, no, it's been a good summer season, and looking forward to some skiing.
Oh, skiing. Nice. SharePoint Saturday coming up. That sounds like a pretty good transition to what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some conferences. There are a bunch of conferences kicking around the world. And, you know, I often get asked what are the good ones to go to? What are the bad ones? What do you recommend? And things like that. And with so many different things going on, I thought we could just run through a few of them and you know, ones that you've attended, ones that I've attended and presented at and things like that, and just give a bit of commentary on the kind of the state of the SharePoint conference nation, so to speak. So, yeah, SharePoint Saturdays. Obviously, this started a number of years ago as kind of a community-led effort where folks would, you know, get a group together on a Saturday, made it easier in terms of getting time off during the day to attend, and it's kind of blossomed into a worldwide phenomena now. They're typically aimed at slightly different audience from a lot of the other conferences, where you know, a lot of the other conferences fall into sort of more technical topics. You know, on the whole, strict rule of thumb, but you know, they're mostly more technical and so forth, whereas SharePoint Saturday is more end-user focused and a little more organic in that regard. So you get people from, you know, different companies and all sorts of walks of life coming to those. So it's a really different feel from a lot of the other sort of more corporate-y or technical-type conferences. But you've been to a bunch of them as well. What's your take on
it? Yeah, I like the free and the community-based piece of it, too. I like the fact that with SharePoint Saturdays, you get people who really are passionate about this stuff because they're coming out on a Saturday, for one thing. And it is much more community-driven. I mean, I know that there's a good crop of people that do speak at these that are kind of going to each one of the different SharePoint Saturdays. But I think that one of the big thing is to just kind of bring a nice, inexpensive in terms of time and money, event to the local area and stuff. And it's also really cool to kind of, when you go to one of these, to get kind of find out what the area is doing, what the people are doing in that in the area, and what they're kind of interested in. So I've done a bunch of them. I haven't done any SharePoint Saturdays, I guess, recently in the last few months or so, because it's kind of it's a personal thing, because it's there's not one local, and not one local for me. We've tried to stand up a couple times and the timing just hasn't worked out. But the other thing is that, you know, when you're on the road doing different things with business, you know, telling the wife and kids that, hey, I'm going to be out again over the weekend after being gone all week, yeah, because I'm going to do this instead. So
I'm going to be working again on the weekend.
Yeah, it doesn't fly so well. So I haven't done so many of the SharePoint Saturdays recently, and mostly it's been because timing just hasn't worked out. But I think it's a cool event. I mean, I guess people can find out more about it. My understanding is they've changed the URL of where you go find out information about the SharePoint Saturdays at just spevents.org. And they've got a whole
spsevents.org.
Oh, spsevents.org.
I believe spsevents.org. Yeah.
So it's a and it's where you can kind of help get coordinated. It's nice they got some kind of main people behind the whole thing that help with some logistics and partnerships and stuff. But the idea is that it's a free and completely community driven event. And you know, there are some corporate sponsorships that pop in, but that's just to help, you know, people don't host these things for free. So you've got to usually pay some facilities or food or something. So it's nice to get some people to the attendees. It comes out net free to them, just time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a really, it's amazing that it's blossomed into such a worldwide thing as well. You know, they happen all over the world now, and you know, it started off, you know, just one or two events and sort of turned into this great movement now. So I definitely suggest people go check it out.
Cool, I agree.
So if you're willing to pay a little bit of money and or go somewhere else, there are a whole bunch of other conferences around, so maybe we should take a look at a few of those.
Yeah, and I think that what we want to do here, anybody's listening to this, I mean, I'm sure that you've been in, I'm sure somebody's listening to this because you wouldn't know we were saying this, but for everybody in the SharePoint space knows that there's a ton of SharePoint conferences and events and everything that goes on. And so I guess one of the things that you and I didn't want to do is we don't want to feel like we're slighting anybody or highlighting anything. So the approach that we're going to take with this is give you an order of kind of like the some of the very big shows that will get the most marketing and stuff over the next coming up over the next few months. And then we'll touch on a few that have happened recently, as well as, you know, when to expect future shows going on and ones that we've been involved in. So there are, you know, there's now a SharePoint conference that almost, or a SharePoint event, I would say, almost every month of the year. And I mean, if one sense, I mean, you could even make the argument that we're kind of becoming oversaturated with all these events. But the nice thing is that, you know, you can, wherever you are in the world, you'll be able to attend one close by. So
yeah,
I guess the first one that we want to touch on here is a one that's kind of a new one called SharePoint Intersections. This one gets confused with another one called SharePoint Connections. So we've had that old connection show that's gone on for a very long time that has different kind of verticals. And then Intersections, same thing. So you've got like different tracks of ASP.NET or SQL or Azure. And there's a SharePoint track as well. So Intersections is going to be the week of October the 28th through the 31st in Las Vegas. And a little disclaimer, I'm one of the co-chairs for that one and helping pick speakers and content. So the idea, I guess, that's different about this show from the other ones is that they are trying to have a show where we bring different areas that intersect each other. So you'd have like have a workflow topic, and you have a bunch of the workflow speakers will get together, and they'll have an intersections topic, and then you'll have another one for people doing apps or something like that, or doing search or doing governance. So
right, yeah, I think that's those that that style of event with, you know, different technologies as well. So, you know, having the website of the house there and SQL side of the house there and so forth is kind of interesting, right? Because you can meet people from all these different, that are interested in these different topics and products as well. So that sounds, you know, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah. And I mentioned SharePoint Connections as well. I mean, it's worth noting that, I mean, SharePoint Connections is still going on. That's, but that's happening before, I guess, we're going to be launching the podcast and everything. So that's the week of, this year is the week of September the 30th through October the 4th, but they do that one or two times a year. So that's another one just to keep an eye on for SharePoint in the future. So a lot of other really good content.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. So then moving on a little bit, you know, another event in a similar kind of style is the SharePoint Live 360 event. And that, again, is another one of these shows that has the different bits and pieces culminating in coming to Orlando, I believe, right?
Yeah, there'll be this. They do this one four times a year. It's kind of like the VS Live track. And
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention, and one of the other things about Intersections is that they're doing like the angle brackets piece, right?
Yeah.
Which is sort of more web, you know, hardcore web related, which sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with the way SharePoint's going. So So yeah, so SP Live 360 in Orlando coming up in November 18 through 22 this year. Mm-hmm. But you're saying it happens a few times each year.
Yeah, they do this one four times a year. I believe it's Las Vegas, Chicago, Redmond, and the fourth option kind of just escapes me. But it goes on like four times throughout the year, the different seasons in different cities. Orlando's usually the November time frame, and Las Vegas is usually the March, April time frame. And then there's two other ones in Chicago and the third place that escapes me, or the fourth place that escapes me. But
gotcha.
Yeah, it's another really good show. Another very good show.
Yeah, I haven't been to that one. I think when I was at Microsoft, I visited when it was attending at the conference center in Redmond. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't think I've ever spoken at that one.
Yeah, that one, I'm speaking at that one in November as well. I'm doing a workshop as well. And that one's going to be, it evolved from the VS Live shows, and now there still is a VS Live, but then they kind of split off the brand into four or five separate brands. And the one for SharePoint's called SP Live. So like the Intersection one, you know, it's nice. You buy one registration pass and you get to access all the different tracks. So it's good to get a good breadth of stuff there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. And the big dog.
Big dog. SharePoint conference in Las Vegas next year, March 3rd through the 6th. So that one, registration's open for that one now. And
yeah,
it's going to be where, the Venetian this time?
Yeah. Yep. Other end of the strip. It's going to completely change the conference. You know, the opposite end of the strip is like flipping the world on, you know, flipping the world on its side and taking a look at the other side of it. So I think it's going to be, it'll be quite different. You know, it was at the Mandalay Bay a couple of times, 09 and then 12, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yep.
And then in between, it was in Anaheim. So they've gone back to Vegas again, except other end of the strip. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what that venue's like and so forth. But that's obviously a really big conference, right? That's kind of like the granddaddy of conferences in the States in terms of how many people that show up. I mean, it's obviously put on by Microsoft, mm-hmm. Tons of sessions and so forth. So that's usually the one that people are talking about.
Yeah, this is the one. I mean, for everyone to understand me, I guess that, you know, most conferences are done by people outside of Microsoft. And this is the one that is kind of seen as like the marketing conference or the conference that the marketing team, the SharePoint marketing team owns. And so, you know, this is where you'll find all of your big announcements. This is where you'll find any new release kind of stuff. This is where they'll go here. You know, they haven't said any of the stuff that they're going to talk about next March. I'm sure it'll start trickling out over time. We'll cover some of that stuff on the podcast, but it's going to be, this is the one that's kind of the, I guess if you had to say a command performance, the one you have to go to every year, it's kind of, everyone goes here. Last few have had something like five figures in attendance, over 10,000 people. So
yeah. Yeah. 8 to 10,000, I think, is pretty standard now.
So,
but you know, it's not free, right? And so registration is open. It's a couple of $1,000 to go, which is, you know, it's quite a lot of money for some companies and some people to pull together. And that's not out of the realm of what a lot of other technical conferences are costing these days. But sort of $500 a day ish. It's a 4-day conference. Have a big party and tons of sessions and. Yeah, you know, you can do exams there and all that sort of stuff. So it's pretty comprehensive.
Man, it's a hell of an event. It's a definitely big deal, man. I know I'll be there. It's kind of more. It's one of those events that it's more visible if you don't go than if you do go. I think for a lot of people that go to these. So it's but I mean it's the place to be. It's where everybody's going to be there. Tons of, you know, get tons of great content, meet great people. The whole, most of the product team will be there. And it's a great place to network and do business with clients and everything. Yeah. So
I love setting aside some time at these conferences, not just the SharePoint conference, but all of these, and sort of walking the expo hall and seeing all the new players, like the new ISVs that are coming out with products for SharePoint, catching up with all of the existing ones and seeing what they're doing and getting up with their latest product plans and all that sort of stuff and finding out what's going on in the SharePoint sphere of exhibitors. So yeah, always set aside some time to do that and go talk to them and see what they're up to.
This is where everybody's trying to do all their, everybody's going to announce all their new products and new versions and all that stuff too. So it's always the good time. Yeah, so the next show that we want to probably touch on here is one called SP TechCon, or the SharePoint Technology Conference. This one I really like. This one's I've done this one now. It comes in two flavors, I guess. There's one in San Francisco that's usually in the spring time frame, March or April. And then they have a Boston one that they do in Boston, which is in the August, September time frame. And this show's got a bit of a different audience. This is a really good – they do a really good job with this one. This is a I think that I get my perception of this audience is less on the like the developer and the administrator side, and it's much more of a business conference, much more of an end user, power user, light on the dev, light on the admin. I mean, there's a lot of hardcore dev and admin stuff going on there, but for the most part, it's not going to be that same audience. It's much more business decision makers and implementations. And so it's one that I really like carving out time to go to this one and had the opportunity to speak here numerous times. They do a really good job with it. Really good job with it. So
nice. Yeah, that's, I've never been to one of those, but I'd like to get along someday. So who knows? Yeah. But yeah, one on each coast of the States. So what about talking a little bit about what's going on outside of the States? You know, we've covered all of these ones to date, like Intersections, Live 360, obviously the main Microsoft SharePoint conference, and SP TechCon are all US-based. What about some outside of these fair shores?
Yeah, I know there's two big ones that we wanted to highlight here, and I have to admit I haven't been to either one of these. I haven't attended or spoken to either one of these, but that are ones that are specific around SharePoint. You've got the European SharePoint Conference, and that's going to be this year. That's going to, or I guess next year, that's going to be in Barcelona, Spain, the week of May, week of May 3rd through 6th, 2014. In the past, I mean, that was in, I believe, Copenhagen, and last year, or this current year, 2013. So this one, I know there's it's got great content. A lot of big name people that are in the SharePoint business are there. But I can't speak too much to this one because I've never been a participant or a speaker at this one. So how about you? Have you been to this one?
Yeah, no, neither. No, never. No, that's been beckoning.
Mm. Yeah. What about there's one in your neck of the woods though, right? Or one from your old stomping ground, I should say.
from my old stomping ground. Yeah, well, so there's a couple down that way. Share the Point, which is Debbie Island's company, puts on a couple of shows down in the Australia and New Zealand area. So she does one usually in Auckland, and then the one in Australia, I believe, moves around a little bit. So I'm not sure where the one that is in Australia next year is going to be, but there's going to be one in Auckland in New Zealand next year in July, and that's obviously one you just absolutely cannot miss. I mean, it's New Zealand, right? You got to go down there. It's a long way to go, and it's really targeted as for the local audience, catering to the New Zealand crowd, and also obviously catering to the Australian crowd. But that's a really fun conference too. You always have a great time at those ones, and you know getting down there and getting with customers in those from those countries is always fun and entertaining. So I've been to that one a couple of times and presented at those, and they've always been a great show. A bit smaller, you know. They're not the huge sort of SPC show. They're a lot more intimate and a lot tighter. But Debbie and her crew put on a great show.
Yeah. So I guess we also have that one. I've never had an opportunity that one I've never attended or presented at. Debbie's tried to get me to come down a couple times, and timing just hasn't worked out. It's definitely one that I'd love to be a part of one time. But there's a couple other shows, I guess. You know, we've got, you know, there's one that we have listed here that we wanted to just at least mention, the Microsoft's Tech Ed show that I don't want to say it's once a year because it depends on the continent where you are and, you know, when it is. But there's always a North American version, a European version. I know there's one, an African version, all that kind of stuff.
Australia and New Zealand were, I think they have two of them, one in Australia on the Gold Coast and one in New Zealand as well. And they were not so long ago. So they do as well.
So, I mean, that one, there's always going to be, that's more of a kind of a big tent Microsoft show, and it's got, there's a SharePoint presence there, but it's not a, I wouldn't say, it's not huge.
It's certainly not the focus, right? It's there's content across, you know, every product and platform that Microsoft do.
There's another show that I wanted to mention too that I've been involved in 2012, and I'm also involved in it in 2013 in Stockholm, or it's based out of Stockholm.
This is the boat ride, right?
This year it's a boat ride, right? So I guess by the time that this recording will go live, it will have already happened. But this is run by a guy by the name of Goran Huisman, and his human data company. And what they do is it's focused around SharePoint and Exchange. And I know it's mostly been in Stockholm, but I know this year what he's doing, he's making it a very different one where everyone's going to get on a boat in Stockholm on a Monday in October or late September of 2013. And we're going to do the conference on the boat on Monday. We're going to dock, I believe, on Tuesday night in Helsinki, Finland. There'll, I'm sure, be lots of chaos of people on and off the boat there. And then we will be on the boat heading back on Tuesday with more sessions, more content, and then wake up on Wednesday morning and we'll be back in Stockholm.
What can possibly go wrong?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. I've gotten confirmation that there will be no alcohol on the boat, so it should be just fine.
The Finnish, we all know, a bunch of the Finns in the SharePoint arena, and you're going to Helsinki. There's bound to be no trouble whatsoever on that trip.
At all.
That sounds like a lot of fun and a little bit different, you know. Doing it on a boat, that sounds hilarious. Yeah. I can just imagine trying to be, trying to pay attention, hungover in a rolling swell, how that's going to go down.
I'm really interested to do this, not only for doing it on a boat for 2 days, doing a SharePoint conference for 2 days, being in a very confined space with a lot of your good friends at a conference, and then I'm somehow going to try and manage to, once the boat docks, within 2 hours, make it to the airport and catch a flight coming back stateside. So...
Getting
on the plane is one thing. Surviving the plane all the way back, that'll be another challenge in of itself. So,
I
don't know, we'll see.
Hey, so the other one that we haven't talked about is one that happens in London every once in a while. The SharePoint Evolutions or the SharePoint Best Practices Conference, and I know that you and I have both I've been to a couple of them. You've been to a few more than that, I believe, and that is just a. That is a really great show, and for those who are in the UK or in Europe, and it doesn't happen like clockwork regularly. It's done when it's required, right? And it switches between the SharePoint Best Practices Conference, which is more focused about how to do the current product properly, and the SharePoint Evolutions Conference, which is talking about new stuff coming up more. I guess it's more focused on that, right?
Yeah, this show is run by a guy named Steve Smith and his crew at Combined Knowledge. And like you said, I mean, it's not that, so people understand that when we say that it's not run like clockwork and stuff, what we mean by that is that kind of build off one thing that CJ just said is that this is not so much a show that is put out there on a schedule, although it typically happens around April every year in the heart of London, right? Kind of killer location, right next to Westminster Abbey. And
amazing location.
But it is scheduled and it goes on when it makes sense. So like I know in 2014, I don't believe there's going to be a version of it. And that's primarily because we're looking at the SharePoint conference being just a month prior to that in the U.S. And so, Steve has, in my mind, it's the best content. It's the best speakers. It's by far the best venue. And it's also got the best attendees in terms of like the challenging questions and the dialogue that you have with people. So as someone who's been involved in this, I know that of all of the different conferences that I attend and that I'm involved with, this is the one that I feel like you always have to, you've always got to bring your A game. You've always got to really, really put forth that extra effort because both the attendees have that demand of the quality of content, but also with all of your peers that are there that are presenting as well, you really get this feel that if you don't do a good job of really presenting well, you're letting down your colleagues, and they're going to look at you. They're going to look at you just saying, "Oh, you mailed this one in" or something. And that's just, I'm not saying that happens at other conferences, but everyone's got that extra little thing going. So, it's also got by far the best external stuff to the conference going on as well in the evenings.
Well, you're in, you know, the heart of London, right? And, I was just going to say, if I was in the UK or Europe and I had to pick where to go, that would be my choice of conferences without a shadow of a doubt. Right? It's always got the best speakers, great lineup. The show's done really well. Great value for money, and a lot of really good stuff goes on there. I think we've covered a bunch of different styles of conferences and the different types, different areas of the world, and so forth. Why don't we move on to another topic, and take a listener question?
Yeah, sounds good. Let's do a couple questions here.
Okay, so we got a question from Eric Shupps, who is at eShupps on Twitter. That's eShupps, and he's also at SharePointCowboy.com on the internet. So let's take a listen to that question.
The Office and SharePoint marketplace seems best suited for small, low-cost, consumer-driven apps. What is your recommendation for enterprise developers who are looking to create large-scale applications for the marketplace? How do they deal with distribution? How do they deal with licensing? And how do they approach it from a marketing perspective?
All right, so that was Eric Shupps with his question that he had mailed into us. Let's take a look at that question about the marketplace and recommendations for enterprise developers thinking about apps and the marketplace and licensing and so forth. So the marketplace is a really interesting topic because it's the distribution point for apps to folks using Office 365 and so forth, and there is a bit of banter going on about whether it's something for the enterprise or not. And at the moment, in my view, it's obviously tailored to ISVs who want to distribute applications versus necessarily an enterprise building an application just for their own internal use. You know, we have different mechanisms for distributing those apps internally versus selling them or giving them to others through this distribution point of the marketplace. But there are some challenges with the marketplace that we have today that may or may not be solved down the track that people are talking about today, and a couple of those are around something that Eric touched on in that question about licensing, and so the big one that I've got with the Office marketplace right now is around the lack of subscription based revenue for people, and this is obviously really important for ISVs who want to distribute their products. At the moment, you can put your product in there and you can pay for it per seat or do a sort of a site license cost model. But there isn't this notion of paying $200 a year for an app, right? And this should be solved. Like this is a very well known common problem that's currently in the store. And who knows, when that will be solved. It could be very soon, or it could be a wee way out. But this is obviously a big pain point right now. So I would say, in terms of licensing, this is probably my number one gripe about the marketplace today. How about you?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, it's first, anything I say here, I should qualify that I haven't built anything to put in the marketplace, and I'll get into, I guess, why I haven't done that just yet. But so take my input for what it's worth. But yeah, I mean, from what I hear too, the licensing part is the big challenge here. I mean, you've got some big ISVs that without a subscription model, they want to be able to maintain some sort of a SaaS kind of an offering where it's like a software as a service offering with a recurring revenue instead of a one-time purchase like we do with apps on our phone, and that turning into being the end of the customer relationship. you know, it's a great, the marketplace is a great idea. It's, you know, it's obviously it's working well in the consumer space. It also works well in the enterprise space as well, with, you know, other companies like Salesforce and Azure having their own marketplaces, as well as Google. I guess, you know, one of the challenges that I have with this, I guess I have one challenge I want to highlight. And then there's one thing that I'd say about something that you want to probably consider. So one of the challenges I have with this is on the marketing side of when you build an app. If you put an app, you want to shove it into the marketplace. The challenge that we have of actually using it or getting people to buy it is that we really don't have any kind of visibility into the marketplace. Who's there? Who's in Office 365? Who's using SharePoint today? We don't know that stuff today, and that yeah. stuff can be a bit of a challenge. What the kind of markets that are there. So, I guess if you look at most product development, you know, the one thing that everyone tells you when you're building a new product is you don't just go build something and then try and find a market. You find your market first and build for that market. So it's kind of hard to kind of go in blind.
Yeah, this is probably an easier thing for existing ISVs who have, you know, big products or popular products, I should say, and have a customer base that might be asking them for this, right? Where they're saying, hey, we really want to, you know, be able to use your particular product in the cloud. And so there are a few ISVs that are making moves in this space, but probably the most prominent one to date has been Nintex, who do Nintex Workflow and Nintex Forms. They've launched, or by the time this light goes live, they will have launched Nintex Workflow and Nintex Forms for Office 365. And the way, you know, they've taken things a little bit differently. They're doing all of their commerce outside of the store. So all their licensing and revenue and that sort of thing is all done off the side. It's not done through the marketplace. So that's a little different. And so you activate and buy and things through their regular, you know, licensing systems and so forth. So it's so for existing ISVs, it might be a little different, right? They've got customers asking, and they've got a little bit more ammo to justify taking the plunge and building an app. But yeah, hopefully with you know, as the app model gets fleshed out, and provides more capabilities for people to do things in SharePoint Online and Office 365. And as we see things like subscriptions coming online, I think that will really help a lot, and we'll start seeing a bunch more traction. But like you say, it's tough to justify building an app today without knowing what the customer base is like, how much activity there's likely to be, and you know, building a business case.
Yeah, agreed. And we touched on a couple of things with the app model. We're definitely going to do another show on that coming up in the next few shows, talking about the app model. The other thing that I do want to mention, though, about this in terms of being in the marketplace is that some people who have built this have seen this, but if you haven't, when you have an app, you're going to install it in your SharePoint environment. You have to have, from the marketplace or really from anywhere, you have to acknowledge the permission demand that the app is going to have. There are specific permissions that are not allowed to be deployed. It'd be included in the app and then be deployed to the marketplace. For instance, having full control over the host site that it's being installed in.
Yeah.
So, you know, the challenge with this is that, you know, if your app has a list of, say, 10 permissions that it needs, and one of them is not kosher for your customer, then they're just going to say, sorry, we're not going to let you install it. And so you've just lost that customer. So one of the techniques you can look at doing is something called on-the-fly permissions, where let's say your app has like a base set of features. Then what you can do is put that base set of features and permissions inside the app, but then have something that gives the ability for someone that is using the app to say, you know, I'd like to go to the next version of this or be able to use these other cool features. And your app, without getting into the details of how this works, your app essentially requests from SharePoint a handful of additional permissions that you have to, you know, you have to accept again. But it doesn't mean that your app is, if someone says no, you don't get those permissions, then your app can kind of gracefully fail. But you've gotten at least past the part that says my app needs to get installed to be able to do some stuff.
Yeah, gotcha.
So,
yeah, we'll try and cover some of that in some of our deeper dives into the app model in future sessions.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I just think wrapping up on thanks, I just want to say thanks to Eric for sending in his question. If you have a question for us, go to mscloudshow.com/questions, where you can submit it as text or record it as a WAV or MP3 file and provide a link so we can play the question on the show. Our theme music is an excerpt from Evaporated Eric by Monk Turner, used under Creative Commons. You can subscribe to us in iTunes by searching for Microsoft Cloud Show or via RSS at mscloudshow.com. We also find a full transcript and show notes of each episode. You can also find us on Facebook searching for Microsoft Cloud Show or on Twitter at MS Cloud Show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.